It's going to be a credit crunch Christmas this year, but there's one sector of the market that's thriving. Perfume. You've just seen an ad in the break. If the rich and famous already get up your nose, this Christmas they'll fill your senses as the perfume business soaks itself in celebrity endorsement. Sam Hack sniffs out the truth.
From the catwalk to the fragrance counter. But it's not just supermodels who are reaching out to sprinkle some celebrity holy water onto their fans. Rock chicks are now doing it. And even Hollywood stars are milking this lucrative cash cow. There are more than 200 celebrity-endorsed perfumes on the market in Britain. 30 new ones wafted onto the shelves this year alone. The world of scent seems to be the new pop chart for celebrities. But is it really sustainable? Naomi Campbell was dropped after shoppers turned their noses up at her product. And well, does anyone even remember Callum Best? Yes, the son of footballer George Best, eau de toilette? The perfume industry is now worth $775 million, and retail analysts say a major driving force behind this are the famous faces on the brands.
For a fragrance company, it's a very, very easy way to kind of piggyback onto a celebrity and enter the market. It's a much cheaper way than spending millions and millions of pounds starting a brand from scratch. And then you have no guarantee it's going to succeed. With a celebrity, you can just borrow the celebrity's name. You have a target audience anyway, because the fan base will be the first buyers, the first movers. So you can guarantee sales almost instantly, and you know whether it succeeds or not, it's kind of irrelevant. If it does, then great. If it doesn't, then we'll just move on to the next one.
The perfume that is heading for the Christmas number one spot is the self-titled Christina Aguilera. Katie Price's Stunning comes in at second. Also self-titled is Kate Moss's perfume at number three. And Kylie Minogue's Sweet Darling comes in at four. And last is Sean John's, a.k.a. P. Diddy's, Unforgivable for Women. Got the poster, worn the t-shirt, read the biography. It's not enough, though. To get closer to their idols, people need their scent. Or at least the scent they're marketing.
I just think celebrity culture is rising, you know, the amount of celebrity publications. We're all fascinated by what Britney's doing in LA, you know, who's getting pregnant, who's getting married, who's having an affair, what clothes people are wearing, also what fragrance they're wearing. You know, we're all completely fascinated by celebrity gossip, so it's just another add-on to a celebrity brand extension.
Jade Goody is a classic example of how image can affect sales. Her perfume was taken off shelves after the Big Brother racism row, while the Bollywood actress Shilpa Shetty launched her S2 in June. But Jade has now overtaken Shilpa in the scent stakes, apparently forgiven by the public. So who's buying these star-endorsed fragrances?
I think the people who are buying these celeb fragrances are not particularly savvy when it comes to fragrances themselves. I think we're talking very much the mass market, a relatively unsophisticated buyer. I think we're talking Coronation Street rather than Cranford.
But does scent actually match the celebrity? We put some samples to the test.
Which one is this one?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, and this one?
Jade Goody.
And this one?
Christina Aguilera.
Okay, you were right with number two. Number two was Jade Goody, but you've swapped number three and one. Number one was actually Christina Aguilera, and number three
was Jessica Parker.
No, yes,
Jessica Parker.
It was. Right. Okay. But not bad. Okay. One out of three.
Okay. They all start smelling the same after.
Jade Goody one's meant to be quite good, weirdly.
Okay, well, I'm going to be testing
you.
I've read.
I'd say that Sarah Jessica Parker. That's Christina Aguilera, and that's Jade Goody.
Well, you were right. You were right with Sarah Jessica Parker, but you mixed Jade and Christina up together.
With so many celebrity fragrances on the market, we wanted to know which one would the retail specialist buy.
I would choose Sean John, Unforgivable for Men, on the basis that I've got no real choice, and I've smelt a lot of them. They're pretty bad, but on the basis that it's perhaps the least awful.
And that's from a man with a nose for the business. It seems that some people have more money than sense.